Howdy, folks. Eddie Smith here with Britt from Kicking It with Britt.
She's going to be our
co-host today. How exciting is that?
I'm excited.
How excited are you?
I'm very excited.
Okay, I was stalling while I adjusted my mic.
Okay, I was going to say, am I way too loud? Because that tends to happen with me.
No, you're good. You're good. I turned it down earlier thinking I was too loud and I can't hear nothing. Well, howdy, folks. Welcome again to Inside Studio CRE. If you are new here, be sure to hit that follow button, whether on Facebook or YouTube. We put entertaining videos up all the time. And on Inside Studio CRE, we bring on local celebrities and guests from the music industry. So, Britt, now we talked a little bit. Today's a jam-packed show. Like, I'm excited. Like, I'm shaking over here. Let me tell you something. There ain't enough whiskey in the world to calm these nerves right now. That's right, folks. We have two guests today. This is exciting. Now, our first guest is Rowan Pickering from the Heartstrings Foundation. And you are familiar with Rowan, right?
Oh, yes. I absolutely love him and his foundation. They do such great stuff. I was down in Arizona, what's it been, almost 2 years ago now, when they hosted the stage there at the Arizona Barbecue with the KNIX crew there. And it was just, it was absolutely awesome. And all the stuff that he does, if you follow them on Facebook, and I'm sure he's going to be talking about it also.
Oh yeah. I mean, it's really good stuff. And I've known Rowan for a few years now, and this foundation is really impressive. I'm a big fan of it. But before we jump into that, oh, and not to forget, you know, for those of you that are coming in, the second half of the show, we're featuring Josh Roy, who just recently released his new EP, Tornado, and it's so cool. So he's going to be coming on the air later to talk about that. And we're going to be doing a giveaway while Josh is on the air. That's right. A T-shirt and a sticker from his new album, Tornado. And in celebration of us breaking 10,000 followers on Country Road Entertainment. Oh, shit. I hit the right button this time. There we go. The right button.
We are like rain and clapping.
Yeah. I still got to move around that stuff on the mixer. But here's the kicker. So we mentioned yesterday in a post that if indeed we got a we broke the 10,000 mark before today's show, what we do is doing a second giveaway. Ooh. So we're gonna have a little prize package from Country Road 2. And both of them are going to be randomly chosen off air from within the chat. Okay. And we'll get into how to do that later on in the show. Now, before we do that, we want to just, we're going to take a quick moment to hear from the good folks over at Instacart. Now, that service is actually pretty cool. Have you tried it?
I have not. You do realize that I am in the sticks with a town of about 50 people.
I tend to forget that. Yeah, I do.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's great. And I think it's fantastic. When I lived in the big city, when I lived in Milwaukee, I would have killed for a service like that because I just didn't know everywhere of where to go. But I like my certain spots, but I hated walking forever to get into the location. And especially with now, what a great service.
No, I agree. It's cool. I mean, we really did try it and we placed an order and we had it like within less than 2 hours. And the cool thing was, is we were busy doing stuff, so we didn't have to stop. So, you know, I'm not complaining. And it actually did not cost that much. It was pretty inexpensive, I'll have to say.
Yeah. You know? especially with, you know, maybe you don't want to go to the store. Maybe you can't get out. Maybe you can get out. Or maybe you just only want to have contact with maybe one person instead of many people's. So.
Exactly. Well, in these weird times, hey, who not, you know, what's not to use it? But,
yeah.
You know, hey, you know, it's pretty cool. I mean, they even deliver beer.
Hey, can't beat that.
Hey,
speaking of beer, I got to say a shout out to Danny O'Donnell. I see that he just posted here.
Danny O'Donnell.
Woo woo.
Yeah. Howdy, Danny. Danny is with the Cowboy Lifestyle Network. Be sure to check them out on Facebook and on the webs. They cover all the rodeos.
Click on and hang on, Cowboy Lifestyle Network.
That's right. So now that being said, let's move on to our first guest, Mr. Rowan Pickering with the Heartstrings Foundation.
Hey.
Hey, Rowan, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me on. Really excited. I just saw Danny was on as well. So that is awesome. Hey, Danny and Odie. Hope you guys are doing good at CLN.
Yeah.
Seems like we got almost like a little family reunion going on. Like right now, if Jonathan popped up, that would just be the make it the game day right there.
Right.
So Rowan, so now I've known you for some time. So we met when you were just running the event team. And now you have Heartstrings Foundation as well, correct?
Yep. Yeah. Now, so we started about 2 years ago. It was actually November or October of 2017. So yeah, we're actually getting to 3 years. So
3 years. Wow. That's right. That's right. You started that about 6 or so months after I kicked off Country Road. I remember that.
Yep.
And then I was chasing you for about 2 years to get you to do something like this. Got you now.
Well, I'm happy to be on. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. So now for the folks that aren't familiar with Heartstrings, now the big thing that y'all are known for is that you give guitars to those that are suffering from PTSD. Can you go into that a little bit for us?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, when we first started, it was mainly focused on the military. And so it was, you know, there's six strings on a guitar. And we like to say that five of those strings represent each branch of the military. And the sixth string is the heart string or the loved ones of those service members. So through music, we were able to bring families back together. And that was kind of our initial mission. And you know, kind of through the years, I would say expanded. We've been able to give them to kids with chronic illnesses at different children's hospitals. We also give them to first responders, which, you know, right now, one of our kind of our new goals is to actually put guitars into a lot of the kind of the substations and the stations for either firefighters as well as police officers. So kind of give them something a little different that they can, you know, do as an activity while they are working those long hours. So, but yeah, so it's, you know, and now what we're doing is we're really giving a lot. We're providing a lot of guitars to music therapy programs. So there are tons of different therapy programs throughout the country, and they have the volunteers to actually teach the, you know, kind of run the music therapy aspect, but they don't have the funds to buy the guitars. And so we've kind of stepped up and we've now worked towards that as well. So it's kind of just a naturally evolved, you know, when it's great because people like you guys connect us with someone else. And then that person opens up, you know, another opportunity for us to kind of have an impact on a community.
That's awesome. It's so great what you do. And I know you were doing a lot of running down the road and running back and forth to Nashville and doing a lot of stuff there. And how has that kind of changed on how this has gone?
You know, as a whole, I would say nonprofits are taking a major hit. And it's hard as a nonprofit because you know, we have expenses or we have goals that we want to try to reach, whether it's giving, you know, we've got an event that we work with Gary Sinise, and usually it's about 150 guitars. That's a lot of money for us to raise. But at times like this, it's hard to ask people for money. And you know, people are really, they want to give, but they're not able to give. And that's across the board for multiple, you know, organizations, nonprofits. So, you know, our part with a lot of the Nashville crew and that scene, as well as Austin, was we got a lot of guitars autographed, and then we raffle those off. Or we do a silent auction, and all the money raised goes to purchasing more guitars. But again, a guitar that we would typically get, you know, maybe $1,000 or $1,500 for, right now, we may only be selling $250 in tickets. So it's important for us to be able to save those for better times as well. So, you know, it's kind of, these are just some different times. You know, we're just trying to figure it out as we go. You know, I've talked to a couple different national act guys, and, you know, they're saying that they're doing weddings and, you know, happy to do weddings because they're at least out in front of a crowd versus, you know, just doing nothing right now. So it's definitely some trying times, but also it's important, you know, for us to still be able to help those out, because there's a lot of people that could use that guitar right now.
Very true.
Oh, absolutely. So, I mean, and that's the thing. I mean, things are so difficult all the way around, but there's people like yourself. I mean, even though things are a little gritty, so to speak, you still continue to go forward. And, you know, and we hope that today we can spread the word a little bit further about Heartstrings. And Britt right now, she's got a banner outside of the house at the moment. Yeah, she's flying it over rural Iowa.
So. Yeah, well, and, you know, there's a lot of places where people can go and help donate to this. Also, if they can donate, where do you have those locations? Is it on your website?
It is, yeah. It is heartstringsfoundation.org. There's multiple different options in there. Anything from just making a donation to actually making a guitar donation to either a military member or a first responder. You can actually decide in there. One of the things that we're getting ready to announce, this is breaking news right now on Country Road Entertainment. Now, it is Barrett Jackson is doing another auction, actually October 22nd, 23rd, 24th in Scottsdale. And it is going to be an in-person auction. And we were actually given one of the brand new Corvettes. So a C8 Corvette, mid-engine Corvette. Yeah. And we get to auction that off at Barrett Jackson. So it's definitely something that we're going to focus on over the next 2.5 months. So that we can try to get as much awareness out there. A couple of things that we're going to do. We're going to run a raffle where people can actually win a trip to Scottsdale. You know, they'll be there on stage with us the night that we, you know, donate this or auction this car off. So it'll be kind of a fun way for us to get more people involved, as well as hopefully raise more money the night of as well, just by the sheer numbers of people knowing what we're doing and what the goals are. So yeah, that's really, really exciting. That's October 22nd, 23rd, 24th. And I don't know exactly what night we will auction off the mid-engine Corvette. So it's beautiful though.
Now, right now I have the website for Heartstrings and the Facebook page ticking across the bottom here. So I assume you're going to have updates on both places for that.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. All right. So there you go, folks. Grab one of those links or both at the bottom. You can see how you can donate to the foundation. You can also track on what's coming up with them. And for those of you who are not in Arizona, which is quite a bit, if you'd like to come out to Scottsdale and check out the auction, well, there you go. So
this person right here would love to come out to Scottsdale and check that out.
You are always trying to get yourself over to Arizona.
Of course. Yeah.
If you come on down, Britt. She's gonna go along with it.
Yeah, but I wanna come up to you, Britt, and do the long range rifle shooting. How about that?
You can do that. Come on up. We got Pearson guns right up here. Come on up. You're more than welcome.
Excellent. Well, Rowan, hey, thanks so much for joining us today.
It's absolutely been great
seeing you. I know you're busy. I don't want to keep you too long. You know, it's been forever since I've actually seen your place. Did you get more guitars?
Actually, I did get quite a few more guitars. Yeah, it's been, well, you know, it's kind of I would just say it's the way the cookie crumbles, as my mom would say. So yeah, there's quite a few that, again, you know, we'll be auctioning them off soon. We just have to make sure that it's, you know, and one of the things also that we're, the new memorial that's going to be downtown Phoenix for the Gold Star families. We are now kind of helping support that movement, as well. So that's something that's going to happen. It will be in October, and we're just kind of helping out. Debbie Lee runs an incredible organization. And that's the fun thing that we have learned to be able to do too, is that, you know, these nonprofits, we support one another. You know, if we have something that is going on and they can support us, even from just an exposure standpoint, it's incredible. And for us to be able to help with maybe sound and audio, at the unveiling of this memorial is something that we're excited to be a part of, saves that foundation money. And, you know, so it's just, so again, a lot of things going on. Just keep updated on our Facebook page. And also, you know, my personal Facebook page has a lot on there as well, which you can find through Heartstrings Foundation too. So, Eddie, I can't thank you enough for, you know, having us on here, and let's do it again soon. And Britt, great seeing you as always.
You too.
Yeah, hopefully next time you won't do it.
What was that?
Next time we won't have, hopefully we won't have to do it apart. We can all be.
Yeah. I can't wait to. Yeah. Here's a hug for both of you guys.
Right. Air hug. Air hug and jazz hands.
There we go. Oh, wait. Sometimes.
our podcast.
The YMCA.
Our podcast are going to be like, how are they doing this? Over. Okay. So to remind the people listening to us on iTunes and Spotify, we do stream live on Facebook and YouTube prior to y'all hear it. And Rowan is giving us a, what do they call those hugs anymore? The social distance hug. Because like people in person are doing it now where they see each other, but they're staying 6 feet apart. Like,
I think they're just air hugs, aren't they?
Air hugs is an air hug.
Yeah, air hug.
It's a COVID care.
COVID care. Hey, you should patent that. Patent that.
Hashtag okay. Verbal trademark. I made it here.
Yeah, we did that before. I remember what happened.
Hey, just because I called out Garth Brooks on your show last time, it's just a thing, okay?
Well, you know, he postponed that, and then what's his face did it with Gwen Stefani,
Blake Shelton. Yes, Blake,
my tongue was okay.
For if you didn't hear our last segment when I was on, I had kind of verbal trademarked the theater concerts and stuff. And then, of course, Garth Brooks decided to go ahead and do one. So, you know, I kind of called him out, but it's Garth. He can do anything that he wants. I'm doubting him a drop in the bucket when it comes to him. So,
like hashtag drive-in concert or something you did? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a thing.
It's a thing.
Well, hopefully we'll be able to have concerts in person again soon.
Yeah.
So,
agreed.
Oh, yeah.
Look forward to that.
Agreed. Well, stay tuned to Country Road. We are going to be dropping a link for a petition that's going to, I believe, some congressmen to help get things going again. I mean, because the fact remains is that some things are open, some things aren't. Mm-hmm. And it's killing the music industry, you know, and it trickles down because even folks like me, I'm feeling the heat right now because, well, I can only go virtual now. So, and
yeah.
As you can see, I mean, and even I mean, the Heartstrings Foundation, you do a lot with music festivals. I mean, I remember you were quite an intricate part of the Chili Bourbon Festival at one point.
Yeah, I get to MC all those events. And so, you know, it's fun to be able to MC them and, you know, announce to the crowd and get the crowd all hyped up. It's more important to be able to interact with the, you know, the national acts and try to get them on board Heartstrings as well. Cause, you know, if you have, you know, a Jared Neiman, a Lee Bryce, Jimmy Allen, you know, hashtagging and supporting, Heartstrings Foundation, that goes a long ways, you know, that type of exposure. What's up, Rixie? Aaron Ricks. Cool. All right. Well, I know you guys are busy. So, again, thanks for having me on. Absolutely. I'm back at any time.
Hey, awesome. We're always here. And, you know, I'm always a phone call away if you want to get together and do something for the foundation or what have you. Happy to help.
We should do a guitar decorating competition between the three of us.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'd and
maybe auction them off to some listeners or something like that. We'll see.
All right.
Be kind of fun.
That would be fun.
Now you can't use. Well, maybe you could use your kids, Patty. I guess.
You already thought I was you. Wow.
I already know. Really
just can I use my 15-year-old? She's got to. You know. I mean, at my age, I'm horrible with this stuff.
Yeah, I make stick figures look bad. So.
Oh, I would. I mean, my daughter, she's actually very creative. She hand makes the cards every year for, you know, Mother's Day and Father's Day. She's quite good at it. And actually, Rowan, can you believe I'm a father?
Hey, you know what? Congratulations. Oh, wow. That's awesome. Okay.
I just remember we met in my partying days. Those are over.
And I'm trying to, but no party to attend right now. So,
although you could throw one hell of a party, I can tell you that. What's that one every? Oh gosh, the big one.
Cinco my Drinko. Oh, that was one of the big ones. Yeah, that's
a dangerous one.
You know what's crazy is 4th of July, Cinco de Mayo, and there was another one where I had so many, I was tagged on so many posts saying, can't wait to have one of these kind of parties again. And it was every single one of the pictures were at the house here. So, we definitely have a lot of friends that enjoy having fun together. So,
well, you know how you do the group photo with everybody there? You do realize the last one I was at, I was standing at the ledge of the pool in the back because I was the last one to realize we were doing the picture, and I nearly fell in, and I used the back of a gal's bikini top in front of me to save me. Unfortunately, it saved me. Her top was okay. The beer was not. Thank God she had a sense of humor because she had to jump in the pool after that. I was humiliated and horrified at the same time. And the thing is, you got to understand the people that, you know, hang out with Rowan or he invites, they're all really good people and they're all good sports. And they were the ones calming me down afterwards because I was like, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to dump my beverage on you.
They're like, oh, that's the fifth time it's happened tonight.
Probably.
Right. We're now calling this the perfume, the OD exactly. Beer.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
Awesome.
Well, thanks again, Rowan, for coming on. We will be in touch. You are a hard man to reach, so I will tell you that.
I will work on that.
All right.
All right. Love you guys. Thank you.
See
ya. Love you, man. We'll see you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Wow, that was fun.
That was. Gosh, I love his foundation. It's so good. They do so many good things. Definitely follow all of those links down here that keep on trailing. Oh, they're going that way, I guess. But they're so awesome. And he does such great stuff and great things for great people.
No, absolutely. I when he was coming up with the idea, I was so excited for him. Like, this is brilliant. And I mean, now granted, they work with, you know, they go to, you know, anybody with, you know, PTSDs, but the one thing that always catches my heart is when you work with vets, you know, and I come from a family of veterans and you know, whatnot. So, so that kind of, you know, I mean, there, you can't turn any direction in my house without seeing an American flag.
Yeah.
And we need to do as much as we can to support them when they come back.
Oh, most definitely. Hey there, Kim. Awesome. Miss those guys too. Man, they were such good friends out there in Milwaukee. Still friends, but just still living out there in the big city.
That's right. All right. So right now we're just waiting on Josh. He's getting ready in the green room. All right. So again, folks, for those of you just joining and haven't been with us since the beginning, we're doing two giveaways today on the air. We are going to be one in celebration of Country Road Entertainment's Facebook page hitting 10,000 plus followers. Huge. Super excited. Cheers to that. See if I have any water left.
I got some ice in mine.
With us since the beginning. We have. Let me just, because he's not ready yet. There's feedback over there. Okay, so Josh Roy is going to be up in just a second.
Sneak peek. Glad he had pants on.
Yeah, he's got a cash earlier from when we were testing the stream. So, yeah, so we're doing the giveaway for 10,000 plus on Country Entertainment. And then Josh is going to be doing a giveaway as well. And you'll have the opportunity to win a T-shirt and a sticker from his new EP, Tornado. So, and we'll be doing that here within the next, 10 minutes. So stay tuned. Probably need to tell you how to enter at this point in time. So that's always a key one. So okay. To enter, for either one. So for the first one, you want to do hashtag Josh Roy or hashtag Tornado in the chat. So that'll give you an entry or chance to win at the Josh Roy one, and that'll pop up over yonder. And then if you want to enter in for the surprise gift from Country Road Entertainment, just do hashtag CRE in the chat. We will be picking them in approximately 10 minutes, and we'll announce it on the air. And then we'll just have you direct message us your information, and we'll get that shipped out to you right away. So with no further delay, Mr. Josh Roy.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
All right, buddy. How you doing?
Doing good. So I'm glad I figured out how this all this technology stuff, because I didn't know how I was going to join you guys or I was going to get a notification. I'm glad I did it right this time.
Well, that's good. So now, for those of you that are fans of Josh Roy and maybe haven't heard of before, the big announcement. Now, we just had him on a little while ago, a couple months ago, but he was getting ready to drop his new EP, and it is now out. The EP is Tornado. It is killer. Like, we are big. Is this yours? We're big fans of it. Now, mind you, we are live here. And in case there's any confusion, is theirs or yours for giveaway? Nicole, could you clarify on that?
Oh, so no, that would mean that she needs to post in ours, in Country Road Entertainment.
Oh, the Country Road? Yep. Yeah.
Yep, right where you're texting right now is where
you need to post are right now. Drop the hashtags, and we will be selecting the winner. I'm glad one of us understood. Hosting at the same time is so difficult. So how's that going for you so far, buddy? Since it's dropped, is everything, are we rolling along? Sales good? Or
so it's good. I mean, I have there's a lot of people that out here in Arizona, especially around the valley, that are supportive of what I do. So they all purchased instead of downloading for free and all that stuff. So that really helped me out. But as far as I mean, there's so much to Spotify and there's so much to how to distribute and how to generate anything, any source of income when it comes to songs, and the forever changing market. So, as far as my friends are concerned, everybody that's been part of what I've been doing, plus merch and all that stuff, I've kind of stepped up a little bit, little small steps, just little bitty ones. So,
well, it's been awesome to see your stuff. And yes, your merch is fantastic. I love all the hats. I'm seeing all of the logos, all of that. It's so cool. Oh, and it's neat to see people that I'm seeing through my Facebook. Even I'm clear up here in Iowa, I'm seeing them wear your merch and I'm seeing the hashtags with your stuff. So it's very cool to see you're getting out and beyond all of that also.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm glad to hear that. I had no idea. So that's news to me. And that's pretty awesome news.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. What was kind of your behind the stuff for all of that? How did you kind of come up with the song?
So Tornado actually was a story. I write songs that just kind of come to me and how I'm feeling in the moment. And, looking back on Tornado, it had a lot of personal things that I've dealt with since I was a child up until now that kind of in a backwards way had something to do with Tornado. I have always been fascinated by tornadoes my whole entire life. So, I've never actually seen one come down. I apologize.
You haven't? Oh my goodness. You need to come up here to Iowa because we have them on, I think we had funnel clouds 2 weeks ago. And we've got all sorts of storm chasers around this area.
Is it true that the sky turns green?
Sometimes the sky turns green. Usually that just means that there's hail somewhere. There's different clouds that you can tell where there's hail clouds. Usually it'll get warm and then it'll get really cold. Somebody got hail that way. And usually tornadoes are kind of depending on where they're at for that. But yeah, you get to be quite the meteorologist when you live out on a farm.
I'm for that. I'm definitely for that. So Tornado, Tornado was kind of it was kind of in a backwards way. I never had a problem drinking. Not even a little bit, but
well, it's only a problem if you don't have one.
I know.
That's right.
Exactly. So I never really had I was never really an alcoholic. I, but I guess in a backwards way, when I talk about drinking, you put anything in place of that. So all the emotions I felt when I was a child up until now, really reflect in that song. That it's like my life has been a storm, but I mean in a good way, I guess, and a good ending. Mm-hmm. But during the process, my life was kind of like a giant storm, you know, of stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, replace drinking with anything. And I think anybody who listens to it can also do the same thing of just replace the bottle with, you know, whatever you're going through. And that's, it's, to me, was a really good way to elaborate and get that emotion out in that song. Oh, so
that's very cool.
Yeah. I mean, then you got the other ones, you know, and then you got Goodbye Lover, which is kind of based off a true story, but I won't mention names or any history involved with it. But, you know, if you ever go through a really bad breakup and then you meet somebody that's a lot better looking and a lot better to you.
Ta-da.
Right. So, and it was a fun paced song. It was kind of one of those just kind of got my, you know, just makes me kind of get to the groove as I'm playing it and move around with it. So there was Goodbye Lover. There was The Way You're Loving Me. And my guitar player came to me with, all he came to me with was just a guitar part in it. And I thought, you know, hey, I could write to that. And, The Way You're Loving Me is that romantic. This is a little story about me. I've always been a hopeless romantic. So the songs that I like to put out are kind of reflecting of that as well. So, the way
not
you're
a bad
me
thing. Those things sell pretty good.
I know. Like you're just sitting back, you're just getting in the car, you're driving along,
right?
Your love right beside you, and
yeah.
So and then the other one, Life Song. So Life Song, I think, was a way that I can generalize exactly what I went through and how I overcame it. So Life Song was, and that's kind of almost like the theme of the album was more of a life experience, just personal to me. So Life Song was, you know, hey, you know, you're going, well, we'll start with Tornado. That's like, hey, there's a problem going on right now. There's a bunch of clouds coming in and I can see this whole disaster happening. And then you got Life Song, which is talking about how to overcome those things. So it's kind of weird how they work together.
So a little picking up the pieces after the tornado runs through.
Right. Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah. So, you know, it was a fun album. And I, you know, like Eddie was asking, I, you know, how am I doing with it? You know, I mean, obviously we're all dealing with what we're dealing with at this moment. I don't want to mention why, because I'm sick and tired of hearing about it. But yeah, so, I mean, I imagine that my inability to travel to Nashville, my inability to travel to other places and start playing this song in front of multiple different states is going to make things a lot more difficult as far as making this song popular. So, working on it.
Yeah. Well,
you hit the green light, I'm going. That's it.
Well, this would be a good time to mention the good folks over at 94.1 KRDE, The Ride. And this is a great, actually, little moment to mention them. Mindy, Carol, if you're listening, Josh could use plenty of airtime with his new EP, Tornado. I know y'all watching. So, you know, hit Josh Ryer up and we'll get y'all connected. And we'd love it if we could get him on the air. I listen to 94.1 all the time, and I love them because they play up-and-coming music. So they play good country music, and they play music from artists releasing new albums. Does it have to be Garth Brooks? No, you actually almost never hear Garth Brooks. Not that I'm saying anything's wrong with Garth Brooks.
I've heard Sherry Rowe get played on 94.
Yep, Sherry Rowe.
Yeah, 94.1.
Wow.
Well, 94.1 plays Nathan Dean and the Damn Band a lot.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that's one of the programs on my pre-program on my state on my my vehicle. So I go to that one.
Is it your first button pushed? Or is it your second?
It is.
So you are a P1 listener. So that's a little radio speak.
107.9, those guys, they, you know, I'm not a big fan of a lot of the hip hop country, and to each his own, but 94.1 plays a lot of the goodies, you know, from when I was growing up. So I listen to them a lot.
Awesome.
Well, I mean, Now, have you had any airtime yet, or are we just talking streaming at this point still?
I have just streaming. So I haven't had any airtime. Everything that is, you know, I release it to CD Baby, then CD Baby distributes it through all of the digital marketing platforms like Spotify, like iHeartRadio and mm-hmm. such. I have registered and it registers everything with BMI. Like I sign up for all that and I chose BMI, I guess, but they give you that option. So everything's registered, but as far as pushing it, I assume that's something that's supposed to be my job.
Or you can hire that too.
Yeah, I'm a solo kind of guy right now, but I would love to have a team.
Yes. Hint, hint, wink, wink to anybody out there listening. Dash is looking for interns and volunteers.
That's right. Yes. Well, are we all?
I'll give you a hat.
Speaking of, when are we going to be drawing that?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah. Sorry to catch you mid-drink there, Eddie.
It's tasty. It's
cheap. Yeah, it's my turn.
Yeah, it's your turn. Well, I haven't, I think we're still gaining entries, but I would say we can do the first one here in a minute or so. You're not playing today, are you, Josh?
I am not.
Okay.
Let's see. I have to ask you, Josh, what are you drinking? Because it's a yellow can, but I'm not sure.
Well, it's good old.
The banquet. You got to love the course. Yes.
Where's the ODs when you need them?
Come on, boy. Gotta love a banquet.
Well, actually, we're doing this a Miller Coors product as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yes.
I think we're getting some. I think they want to hear River Water.
Yeah, Brooke, she's hilarious, man. She messaged me. I think she messaged me at like, gosh, like 11 o'clock because she was listening to some music. And she started giving me a bunch of crap for the Coors that I was drinking.
Well, imagine if she knew what I was drinking. People see what I'm drinking. Well, because I have the best wife in the world. So, you know, for those that haven't known me that long, I mean, I've been doing stuff like this since I was a teenager. And I still, you know, I've been willing to admit this coast to coast. I still get a tad bit of anxiety. So throughout the show, this comes out. Along nice. With this. Now, I'm not going to tell you what this is. I could tell you, but you're just going to make fun of me. But here's the funny part about
it's
this.
Apple can't... juice.
Over here is whiskey. It's just really bad whiskey. But the joke with it, why am I out of focus here? The joke with this glass, though, I have to say is, so we're always prototyping new merchandise. What you can't tell, maybe if you look very carefully, it actually says Country Road Entertainment on it. But I will tell you this, Josh, Britt, if you ever go to make merchandise, do your tests because this is just engraved. There's no color to it. Uh-huh. I can barely read it.
Well,
you know, who did a really good version of a shot glass was the Grizzly Rose.
Yes.
So did it black with white on it, and it pops.
The Grizzly Rose does everything well. If you've ever been there, it is fantastic.
I haven't, and I'm excited to go. Like, so I haven't had the chance to go there yet, but I've heard so much about it.
Yes, they are so fantastic. It's a great, great dance floor. Their bathroom lines are very short, and there's like four bars. It's great.
Wait, you said their bathroom lines are short. So are people like drinking slowly or?
No. Just, it's got so many bathrooms within there, you don't have to wait in line. And that's a woman's favorite prerogative, I've just got to say.
I forget his name. The owner of that place is a genius. Mm-hmm. The layout is perfect. Mm-hmm. It flows right. I mean, literally, you can have over 2,000 people in there. You're only going to, if you have to wait at all, and I was there when Lee Brass was playing. Mm-hmm. Actually, wearing it. I bought this at the Grizzly. Got shameless plug. Love you, Grizzly. I mean, even if it's packed, I mean, still there was only a minute wait.
Yeah.
The whole place, even to get a drink only took a couple of minutes. Yeah. You know, I can name a bar in Arizona that you can go in and it's maybe at 30% and you can be standing at the edge of the bar and still wait 40 minutes to get a drink. And this place just pumps them through.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Not to mention the name of that bar.
Probably a wise idea.
Yeah. I would just like to get out of Arizona and get out of the heat to go enjoy a little bit of Grizzly Rose entertainment. I don't even have to be playing. I just want to go there and check it out.
Well,
except that we can leave anytime anymore and go travel.
Well, that being said, Josh, what are you doing next week? So I guess this is as good a time as any to announce it. Thursday morning, I'm departing with my RV and I'm heading up to the Grizzly Rose to do BTS. Not everyone knows. Behind the scenes coverage of Nathan, Dean, and the Damn Band.
Nice.
Is Grizzly Rose finally open? Or is it just?
I think they're at 50%, if I remember correctly. They're at like,
okay.
40 or 50%.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But they're open. So, and the owners and management are so cool. I can park the rig there for, I'll be literally parked. You'll be able to see the Country Road Entertainment F-150 parked out back.
Nice.
I'm going to be living in the parking lot. Now, it doesn't sound as bad as it really is. I got a 27-foot rig, so I mean,
that actually sounds like it's really a fantastic idea because there's no driving after you leave the bar and no paying for an Uber either. I'm kind of impressed with this.
Well, it gets even better because I'm shooting there. It's a tax deduction.
Ah, okay. That works.
Yes.
And you get good music with those boys. Yeah, you just need to take Josh with you, throw him in the vehicle, and you guys can quarantine up there for yourselves for 14 days living in the RV.
Dude, you should come with me, dude. There's like three beds in there.
I'll have to talk to my wife because she's due on the August 20th. I'll have to ask her if it's okay if she has her baby first and without me, and then I'll see
after. Wait, is this the first time or is this the second time?
So I've got three children.
Okay. Yeah, then she can handle it. She's done this before.
But it's my first daughter, though. It's my first daughter.
So. Oh, well.
Why don't you get a one-way ticket back from Denver and we'll drive up and shoot it. And that'll be really cool because then it'll be the musician and the promoter going. And then once we get up to Denver, go there for a day or two, and then I'll take you to the airport.
Oh, perfect. Perfect.
Not paying for your ticket though. My sponsors aren't that generous.
Oh well, then I can't do it. I apologize for the.
Actually, I'm still trying to get the trip. I'm still trying to get the trip sponsored as we speak. Only, I mean, this is sponsored. That's about it, right?
Hint, hint, wink, wink. If anybody's listening, Eddie's soliciting at the moment.
Should I bring the Instacart ad back up? I gotta pay. I know we saw some drop in there, but it's like, hey, folks, I am not, independently wealthy. Country Road Entertainment is sponsor driven, and you can become a member of the Insiders too for as little as $1 a month. You just go to patreon.com/Country Road Entertainment and you can join. And there's all kinds of goodies involved. We're getting better about it. We're sending out. Actually, Josh is now he's in the band tier, but Josh is a patron and a sponsor. Hey, did you get our postcard?
I did, and thank you for that personal note. That was very nice. Okay. That was very nice to read that. Thank you.
A lot of love for you, man.
I wanted to flip the card around. I wanted to scratch off the entire Country Road Entertainment on the other side, but I mean the note was nice.
Now I hit it too hard, so play twice.
It's playing twice. Don't jam the button. This is going to be a different show.
Right. All right, folks. So we're getting close to contest time. Make sure everybody that's in the chat, make sure you get in #CRE and #JoshRoy. And then we're going to start picking them in just a minute here. Which one should we do first, Britt? You're the lady here. You pick.
Ooh, I love hats, as you can tell. So I say, let's give a hat.
No. We already have the gifts set up.
Oh, you do? I thought it was a hat and a shirt.
Are you doing a hat and a shirt?
Or just a hat?
I have the hats to show them, I guess.
I was going to wear my Josh Roy hat, but I didn't see that you had the other hat on.
Let's do a hat and a shirt.
You want to do a hat
and a shirt?
Okay. Country Road is going to give you our hats are from the same vendor as Josh Roy's, but ours are not in, and I don't know when they're coming. So we're going to be giving you a T-shirt. We're going to be giving you a magnet and a sticker, and depending on where you're located, you'll get a gift card as well. So if you're located, and again, we're picking at random, if you're located in the Central Arizona region, we're going to be providing you with a gift card to our sponsor, Good Time Charlie's.
Oh, right on.
That is a great.
I have a menu item on there after my name.
Which one?
I think it.
The meatloaf.
Some sort of the tacos. I think something.
Nice. Oh,
you know, honestly, this is how selfish I can be sometimes. When I got the list, I literally, for about 2.5 seconds, was utterly devastated that there was nothing for Eddie Smith.
Oh, no.
Like, my wife is looking at me. She's like, well, you're not a musician. I'm like, but aren't I the main promoter in town? I was just a few seconds and I got over it, but I was like, what is wrong with me right now?
Oh, I have to say, when I went down there, I love their ham and cheese melt. That was to me. Yes, I mean, it's just a basic, but it was so good. So good.
Too bad it's not named after me.
I'm sorry. I had to choose something that wasn't named after you already.
All right, folks. Make sure you have your entries in. We're going to start picking here in just a moment.
I wanted to do a quick shout out to all my friends that are watching real quick, because they've been commenting. Nicole, Brooke, Rob from the AZ Dance Crew, Mary, you guys that are all watching, thank you guys so much. I'm glad that you jumped on Country Road Entertainment. Eddie and I are going to be doing a lot of stuff together here in the near future and in the far future. So thanks for joining on.
Hey,
and Tabitha too. Yes.
And actually, I'm going to drop both Patreon links here real quick. So, folks below on the ticker, I have Josh Roy's Patreon. So, for those of you that don't understand what Patreon is, let me give you a very quick explanation. Patreon came out a few years back, and it's a platform that helps support creators. Creators could be musicians. Creators, technically, my title is called creator because I'm a video creator. With that being said, you can actually become a member of said Patreon group and help support them. So musicians, creators, all of us in this sense, we can only survive on your support, sponsors, etc. And in these times, it means a ton if you can do it. So, you know, definitely go over to Josh's Patreon at patreon.com/Josh Roy members, or you can slide onto the one right there below for Country Road Entertainment, which is patreon.com/Country Road Entertainment. Right, but Britt does that perfectly. You know, we're talking about Britt.
I feel like Vanna White right now.
Totally. So Britt's going to be on and off co-hosting here and there, and I'm looking forward to it. We work well together, and it takes so much anxiety off of me. By the way, we got to figure out so that both of us can produce this thing, so I'm not over here in the studio sweating. dying.
I wanted to mention as well. So as far when we're talking about the Patreon, it's also important that when you get involved with the Patreon with us and you help support us, you also have an input. So if there are things that you guys that are on Patreon that would like to see from the creator, if you'd like to request a certain song from me, or if you'd like to ask Eddie and talk to him and say, hey, we'd like to see so-and-so on a podcast. Can you get them on? I'd like to get to know them a little better. So the thing is that when you guys support us, we want to do everything we can to deliver back to you as much as possible. So thank you guys so much for joining on and that I already have on my Patreon as well. I joined on with Eddie as well because of the content he puts up. So it's a win-win for everybody. So don't forget that part.
Even though Josh and I just pass money back and forth.
Right.
Isn't it the truth though, brother? I mean, yeah. We were on the phone the other day and literally, cause it's like, oh, by the way, we got to do that tonight if you have time. So I was going to place an order. So I have a gazillion shirts and everything like that, but I'm always sketchy about the material. But so I was going to order a couple of shirts for my wife and daughter and some stickers. And then it dawned on me, I'm like, Josh buys merch from me. I buy merch from Josh. I'm like, why don't we just, every time we get a package of merch, okay, this goes to Josh. Next order I'll get from Josh. Just make it
goes to
yeah.
Why even exchange money for merchandise when we're just giving each other? I mean, I told my wife,
you give me a $50 bill and we'll call it even.
You're back. Speaking of merch, are we going to give these away?
Yeah. Well, I got the first one ready. We got the first one that just came in from my wife. By the way, Brooke, I'm not sure if I like that or not. I think I do. So Brooke is suggesting my menu item should be Eddie Smith pterodactyl wing. Is that a compliment? I don't know. Leave that comment. Comment below. For those of you watching on Facebook, even after the broadcast, or you're watching on a podcast, or listening on a podcast, comment below or tweet us, at Cut Your Road Entertainment. Let me know. Is that a compliment? Should Good Time Charlie's make a wing item on the menu that says Eddie Smith pterodactyl wing?
Or we could start a petition for it.
Oh yeah. And you know what? And if we can get, if we can get 50 or 100, okay, let's call it 100 likes. We get 100 likes, we'll petition a Good Time Charlie's for the Eddie Smith pterodactyl wing. How's that?
She might be calling you big, ancient, though. Big wings. I mean, that might be
extinct. Oh,
Brooke must have seen it. Okay, now I understand where this is coming from. So I tend to, okay, we'll come back to this in a second. Let's come back to this. Brooke, hang on to that thought, and I will explain, because even Britt's like, what in the, okay. So, all right. So, actually, ironically, so my wife's
blonde. There's a lot of things I don't get. It's okay.
Actually, I'm laughing. So my wife is behind the scenes. My wife is, as many of you might know, my wife is actually my business partner. And one of the things that she does is helps with the contest. So she selected one of the winners already.
She's your randomizer.
She's a randomizer. Well, what she does is she goes through the chat and she goes through all the hashtags and she picks one on random using randomizer. So ironically, and we're going to come back to Brooke, because Brooke won the CRE gift.
Yay! Good job, yeah. Brooke. Where's my bell? I need my bell. Where's your cheering?
Hold on, I'll play.
I have that, but I'm the other part of her.
Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah. All right.
That one you have to hold in. Okay.
I still think it sounds like rain in monsoon season.
Josh, we got to talk. I got to reprogram this board. Okay. So the reason why Brooke is we must be friends on Facebook and I'm just drawing a blank, but, and please, Ed is my father. Eddie's not even really my name, but, Eddie's my alias. But, so Brooke must have seen, so I barbecue and smoke, a lot. I love to cook.
Wait, you smoke?
I smoke meat. I won't really, this is not getting any better.
Got it.
Okay. So this is why
I need that button.
I got a shirt that I wear sometimes, and I got it in Nashville from Martin's Barbecue, and it's got a little pig on it that says I'd smoke that.
Yes.
There you go. I dig it.
Yeah.
But the pig is starting to fade.
Oh, then you need to go back to Nash.
I know.
I think Martin's is actually open. I think they're one of the few places that's open right now because, of course, their food and first and then music second.
Well, anyhow, as I was saying, so the reason why Brooke is referring to that is recently I grilled. I think I did a batch that were smoked and then I did a grilled a batch of grilled wings. The grilled wings were, I mean, both were good, but the grilled wings I did so different and were so good. But anyway, I get all of my wings from Costco. And they are massive, like massive. So like, whereas you can go to a restaurant, I can put down a dozen and a half wings, no problem. I literally for dinner with a small salad, I was only able to eat 4 wings and I was
stuffed.
So were they actually pterodactyl wings then?
I think that's what Brooke suggests we should start calling.
Well, I mean, if they're already making them, why not? Yes.
No, and that being said, Brooke, get this going. Share this. Give us a like. Tell us, should Eddie start a grilling and smoking channel? Comment below. Sarosa, like, if I have 200 likes within a week, I'll open up a cooking channel, and I could probably put out content 3 days a week.
I bet you he would have just said, if I get 5 likes, I'll put out that channel. But good job on the 200.
I'm gonna raise the bar a little bit. Okay. We'll make it 100 likes and Eddie starts. Right? 100 likes and Eddie starts a country cooking channel where I grill and smoke all kinds of fun stuff.
And I'm the taster.
Well,
can I get some to goes? Like, can you ship me some?
Iowa, like on ice. Yeah.
I'll come out to Iowa and I'll drop it off to you.
Perfect. Well, I think this is a brilliant idea.
All right.
Well, what we could do, because you know me, I got to involve musicians anyway. So I could put people like Josh and my other Patreon band members over here to randomly test out my food.
There you go.
But y'all bring the whiskey or the bourbon.
And 2 days later, we'll find out how it was for you. Thank you. Yes. Thank you. I'm here all night.
Yeah.
Until he throws me in the green room.
throw out that cooking channel. So is that a no, Matt? Y'all don't want to?
I think that's a probably like get it out there. Throw that out.
Oh, okay. Is much of Nashville open Broadway? Matt, to answer that question, I'm pretty sure that's a no.
Yeah.
The last time I checked in with my Nashville friends, that was a no. I think that restaurants are open, but there's limited capacity. I think the bars are closed. And actually, the restaurants are doing takeout. So, no, I don't think they're open at all. But don't quote me. It could have changed. But the last time I talked to my friends over there, that was a no. Oh, so he says throw it out there and invite Whitey Morgan. Okay.
Whitey Morgan. Yes. Okay. Very much so. Yes.
All right. Okay, so who wants to announce the winner for the Josh Roy package?
I would imagine that would be Josh Roy.
Does Josh want to do it?
I have to choose at random or what?
No, I have it. Do you want to know who it is?
There's
Okay, so I just sent it to you in the private chat and you can do the announcement.
Can he get into the private chat? Okay, he's looking at the comment.
Oh, I see it. A private chat. I'm supposed there you to go. Click a button. Wait, I don't see a private chat.
Excuse me while I lose my mind.
Private chat. Oh, there it is.
The way he said that was epic. I mean, up until that moment, he just sounded like a normal redneck. And after that, he went over the top. People want to hear Tornado. You may have to play Tornado acoustically tonight.
I will do that.
Okay. Dude, I don't know how many times I'd have to go back to the chat. I've lost track of how many requests. I mean, even the one we did your concert the other day, the whole darn concert, Britt, did you catch that thing after?
Wasn't able to. No, I was so bummed. And then when you're like, I'm going to have Josh on tonight, I'm like, yep, I'm in. Because I was hoping I'd hear it.
We had a blast doing that, but what kills me is the entire show. You know, and Josh kept saying, I'll play it at the end. I'll play it. The whole show, all they wanted to hear was Tornado. Which is great, but it's like, you know, coming from being a former musician, it's like, I said I'd do it at the end. Why are you still requesting it? And you've been watching since the beginning of the show.
Well, you know, if you request enough, it's like a petition, eventually.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a great tease.
I'm so mad. People are asking for it.
For so, me
the winner of
yes
the Josh Roy package here merchandise package is a gentleman who had already bought the Josh Roy merchandise and is also going to be able to enjoy these brand new hats, Mr. Rob Bogdan.
Woo!
Yeah, buddy.
Rob already has it, and then
he bought him
again.
That's fantastic.
He bought a shirt, and he hasn't seen the hats yet. I think I posted them, but he hasn't seen them yet.
That's awesome. Nothing like being lucky twice.
Yeah, they're they're brand new hats. I literally just got them in today. Well,
okay, yes. Here's the thing. When you told me you were getting new hats, you didn't tell me you were getting new design hat. So do you want me to just refund the money from my hat and then we'll just
see, that's the trading thing we talked about, right? So I just send you the brand new one and you send me the same design.
I'm not sure who's losing out here.
I know.
Well, Josh ordered a hat, and I mean, I have no idea where the hell the hats are. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to do you a solid. How's this? If they haven't shipped, and I already ordered an extra one, but, and I'll leak this out today. So we're doing a trial on, camouflage, Realtree camouflage caps.
Yes.
With a different color logo that sort of blends. It's you know, I'm not going to go too much into it. But we ordered some as test product. I will call if they haven't shipped it, Josh. I will see if I can get you one as well, and no charge.
Dude, thank you. Thanks, buddy. Dude. Yeah. Well, I do have a hunting trip coming up soon. I think. So
what are you going to be hunting? One.
You got? Did you get drawn?
No,
don't even talk to me.
No, okay. It's all my bow. Everything is using my bow.
So I'm taking it. It's deer.
Yep.
Ah,
so
nice.
The season starts and starts, I think, in August, and goes all the way until December. I think December.
Okay, so are you doing mules or are you doing whitetail?
Mule.
Yeah,
mule deer.
Those aren't hard though. Mule deer just stand there.
Except, well, only if you can find one.
Well, I mean, there's that. But aside right. from that, they are not near as elusive as the whitetails that we have up here.
Yeah. Well, no, my first hunting trip was this past season. And I go out, and I'm not even kidding you. First time I ever seen a deer in my life up close, right? So I get up, and I'm just walking light, you know, light feet, trying not to make a dang sound. And next thing you know, like about 20 yards in front of me is a white-tailed deer. So I just crouch down and I just sit there. I don't make a move. And that thing was literally staring in my direction for a solid 5 minutes. And I wasn't allowed to move even once. 5 minutes to me seemed like for freaking ever. Stand yep. up. Stretch my back out, kind of pop my neck a few times because I'm like, man, I haven't felt that old in forever.
Yep.
I have. It was called 3 o'clock this afternoon. Let me tell you.
Oh, man.
Trying to get out of this. By the way, if you guys like, I do a lot of editing, a lot of sitting, and I think Britt does too, because Britt kind of does pretty much everything I do. She does a lot of post production. I bought a gaming chair thinking that would help my back. Do not do it.
It's worth.
Fact, if anyone's interested, I have a gaming chair up for sale. You can have it for a clean $100. It's brand new. I got to get out of this thing.
Well, gamers don't sit back. They're always forward.
No, actually, no, it's not. No, no, they're not. They're like this.
Oh, true.
I didn't know that. So in order for me to actually use the lumbar and the pillow, I have to lean back. So here we are. This does not work.
That won't work.
I mean, help me rock my dad bod.
This is one of those moments where I feel bad for the podcast or podcast folks. They can't think. Folks, if you're listening on the podcast, follow us on Facebook at Country Road Entertainment, and you can see this stream live on YouTube as well at Inside Studio CRE. And the fun behind the scenes videos are on Country Road Entertainment on YouTube. All right. So with that, we've got our winners announced. Folks, so both of you winners, we need you to direct message. Myself and or Josh, because ultimately I'm paying for the shipping on everything. So actually get the, Rob, go ahead. You can go straight to Josh, but make sure you get us your addresses so we can get that stuff shipped out to you ASAP. And with that, we're going to give this over to Josh, and Britt and I are going to get it out of the way so he can play the multiple request. Tornado.
Sounds good.
No pressure, dude.
Yeah, right. I didn't really plan on playing it, but I love it.
And you never say no to me.
Warm myself up.
Don't forget, you never say no to me. I mean, I'm Eddie Smith.
I know. Here's my look. That is Mr. Country Road Entertainment to you.
That's right. I can hear my wife laughing down the hall going, who? the thing that you can't hear through my mic. See, that's why I like this mic. It just goes this way.
Yeah. So this is a tornado. Thank you. Here it's gonna be cold tonight. Looks like they're calling for rain. I sent my love to go along with your flight. You left it when you boarded the plane, and I felt the pain. And I watched you fly away. Whoa, storm rolling in on me. No, the bottle took its toll on me. Here I go. Buddies all see me try so hard it hurt, giving up drinking for love. My daddy always said, boy, you'll lose that girl, you better wise on up, but the bottle's too tough. And I let it come between us. Whoa. Here I go, spin it around like a tornado. I've been sober for a year now, but I can still see the clouds. Whoa, storm rolling in on me. No, the bottle took its toll on me. Here I go. Tornado for you guys.
Woo! That is so good. Such a good song.
Thank you.
Okay. That's a heavy button. I gotta work on that one. I actually do love that song. Yeah, I downloaded that EP as soon as Josh announced it was available on iTunes. I was like, boom, done.
Oh, thanks.
Well, you know, Mike,
what's funny about that song is me and Brian Cuban were in the studio, and Cube Music is the one who did all the recordings of that. Donnie Grubb and Kit Holoff, worked on it. And that last note and on that album where I hit an octave I've never felt before, I've never tried before. I have such a hard time hitting that note again while I'm live. But it was just one of those confident moments that I had, and I just went right for it. And yeah,
that's awesome.
I wish I could replicate it easy. That's a tough note. If you haven't heard it yet, wait. It's like somebody just literally kicked me between where the sun don't shine and said, "All right, hit that note." And
well, you never know.
I don't want to replicate it after that because that would hurt.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
It's all for the music, man. It's all for the music.
Give my kid a wiffle bat. Say, come on.
You're coming with me to every show.
Yeah. You didn't even know what wiffle bats are at this point.
Oh my gosh, I don't know.
Oh, I'm sure that they do because they've been having to play at home and figure out what all these toys were when we were kids actually are. I mean, don't kids get a whole game of yard darts anymore? I mean, I don't know.
No, I think those were banned.
Oh, well, you know, we survived.
I'm pretty sure. Well, even slip and slides, I think, were banned too.
Oh, yeah. God, that would be horrible. How can you ban a slip and slide? What else are you going to do with the Dawn dish soap other than push your cousins down it?
Well, evidently, a lot of these kids were breaking their ribs.
Mm. Ah, they were belly flopping wrong then.
Hey, I, you know, growing up, man, there was nothing like, a hot, humid afternoon in West Jersey, and you jump on that slip and slide, it just knocks the wind out of you, and you as you're gliding away.
And then you stand up and you go, ow, that hurt. And then you just go do it again.
Yeah. Or your parents are like, rub some dirt in it. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
What's the crook? My kids do throwing knives.
Oh, that's about as dangerous as yard darts. Mm-hmm.
Evidently, I don't read the comments enough on the air for the podcast. Brooke, I am speechless. I mean, Deborah's enjoying the captions. I mean, hell, I would too.
Deb's in Canada, by the way.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, she's a good friend of mine. She's hilarious. You ever talk to her? She is just hilarious.
Oh, that's so cool. This is now my second time today talking to people from Canada then. So I talked with Jerry earlier from Country Thunder. So that was cool. So
cool.
Yeah. And he's up there in Canada. I think he was in Alberta today.
Yeah. Deb's, I think Saskatchewan. She's, nice. And she's got the entire accent. And she lots is of a zero bullcrapper.
Love it.
Who knows?
Deborah, I think you and I could be friends.
Yeah. Oh, Deb, I'll have to send one to you. I don't know if I can. Are you able to send anything to Canada? I've never tried to send anything to Canada.
You can, you can ship to Canada, but you can't go there. They don't want us.
All right. Well,
I mean, it's not as bad as it sounds. Yeah, it is. Canada quarantined themselves. Now, my best one of my two best friends, he's from the other side of Niagara Falls, and they've quarantined themselves from us.
Yeah. Well, I'm kind of surprised they didn't do that before, but
they don't even want our money no more. I don't think anybody wants our money anymore.
Ah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Speaking, I was just thinking about the shot that Eddie showed earlier, and I had no idea. It just got me thinking about, you know, how us Americans cleanse our systems, and it's with shots. So you showed a shot earlier that hasn't been taken. What is that shot for, and why has it not been taken yet?
Huh?
You remember when he was off camera for just a second and he was where you were?
Yeah, and actually I came back on too soon, so you actually saw the glass leaving my hand.
Uh-huh.
Brit is not, this is why she's my favorite co-host and my only one. She doesn't miss, since the day I met Brit, she doesn't miss anything I do.
I think we're going to have to change me to the blonde.
it's having a work wife. She knows exactly what I think.
Well, it was funny because the first time I was watching one of his videos and I'm like, so why'd you just make it that person for a while? They weren't talking at the moment. I mean, they were talking, but they weren't talking. I'm like, wait a second. There was a shot in there. I am pretty sure. And so then when he got you distracted to talk, and then he took that shot, and then all of a sudden he came back on that other side. It's pretty impressive, but now you're called out completely. Well,
my bartender was saying hello too, actually.
Yes. Hey, Carly.
my gorgeous and wonderful, amazing wife and business partner. She's awesome. Holy Christmas. Let's read through these. I we're going long, so we're going to have to end soon, but we got a lot. Let's read through the comments here. This is getting funny. Thank you. Miss everyone in Phoenix this year. Okay, cool. Deborah. Okay.
We miss you too.
Matt says we can't go anywhere. Anywhere is fun. Closed or not allowing fans. Yeah.
So true. So true.
Don't forget to smash that like button and go to Country Road Entertainment. Hit the follow button and the like button over there. We're posting a petition here later tonight, tonight or tomorrow morning, but be sure to sign it. It goes to three congressmen that are going to help us get everything opened again with those. Let's see here. We got Rob got mine to Josh. I'll see him at it. Yeah. I mean, Santana is open, but I heard it's very limited. Is that true?
Kind of. So, I mean, yes, but they're all outside. And they're, you know, the tables are so far apart. So literally it's like,
yeah,
if you want a social distance, I mean, you really don't have to try.
Right.
Santan Flax is so much fun to be there.
Oh, it is. Except, it's not really always a dancing per se thing, but the crowd's awesome.
Yeah.
When they get the fires going, although my family complains about coming home and like, you smell like campfire. And I'm like,
It's the best smell in the world. Campfire is always a good smell.
2x4s, it's worse though. So they have the 2x4s over there, and it's like it's got that real nasty smell. I'm more of a juniper or a pine, you know, pine wood kind of, you know, like that smell. Or, I could live with that every day.
I burn mesquite.
Yeah,
I got directly behind this wall is a whole cord of mesquite.
That's awesome.
Doubles as a sound barrier.
There was an overgrown tree when we moved in, so I chopped it down and made a firewood.
I feel like I could just hide behind this comment.
Wow. Hi, Joanne Nelson's new to country music. She's been following us since we launched Inside Studio CRE. She now loves country music. Wow. And what she's saying, she says she has a girlfriend that just drove from LA to Anchorage. And when she got to the Canadian border, they gave her 3 days to get to Alaska. Otherwise, she was a fine. So they drove 12 hours and made it. And she got taken. That's rough because that road to Alaska is not pleasant. Like
rough. You just said it. It's rough.
Like if you do that, you have to like literally like you got to prep your vehicle and everything. Mm-hmm. You got to carry extra fuel, the whole nine. The road's rough. Plus, there's not that many gas stations. You're going, you know.
Well, and hopefully there's a chiropractor at the end in Alaska to help you out.
Can you imagine 12 hours straight on that road?
Oof-da.
With no brakes? No, I couldn't do
it. Sorry, my Minnesotan came out in me there. Oof-da.
These bags. Do you guys see these bags?
No, I'm looking directly into a light, so not as much.
See, that's why you're going to have light bouncing off the walls like I do in the studio.
Yeah.
By the way, it does not look like you're in Iowa. It looks like you're in Arizona.
I know. I got cactuses. I was making sure it's on this side.
Out on that. I know that's, isn't that from your sister's house or something?
No. This is actually a wonderful location. As you can see, it's still light out here in my location, or in my green screen, as I like to say. This is a wonderful location that I found on Instagram and Pinterest. They have a fantastic house that I wish I had.
For those that, are new to the show, Britt is a radio personality in Iowa. There ain't no cactus in Iowa.
Nope. I've killed cactus before. That is how horrible. I'm like hospice for plants. When you can kill a cactus, you can pretty much just count out anything. Even, I mean, you know, tomatoes are hard to kill, and I kill them too. So, but cactus... It was a sad day. You don't leave them out in the snow for some odd reason. It's weird.
Eric says that Josh is the reason she bought her first pair of cowboy boots at 53. Oh, snow in Canada in 2 months. We're only open 4 months a year. Oh.
Ditto. Yeah. We're right there with you.
There's a Daniel Kosh version joke that he came out with, and I'm not going to repeat it, but he's talking about a place that you love seasons. He goes, yeah, that's why I've... live in a place that skips all the crappy ones.
Yep, you do. I'm so jealous. Bush Light helps with a lot of different things. The bags under your eyes, you know, the needing something to hold in your hand.
Oh man.
Have you tried that Bush Light Apple stuff? Comment below. I'm curious. Is it good?
I have not tried it yet, but they tried it in my friend's axe throwing bar. And he said it just absolutely went like
hot. If I had enough hands, I would do the record screen. Axe throwing bar.
Yes. It's an axe throwing venue that you can drink at. So axe throwing first, bar second. So go to countryaxe.com and you can check it out.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You never been axe throwing before?
There's axes and alcohol in the same place and that's legal?
It's totally legal. Welcome to Iowa.
I'm not like shocked in a bad way. I'm impressed that it's legal.
No, we have that. We have that here.
I was going to say, I thought you guys had a couple of them.
No, we don't. Do we?
Yeah, we have one in Glendale. We have one at Westgate. They have an axe throwing place and you can drink and throw axes too. And they got the target set up and all that.
All right, Josh, you're driving.
I already had a beer and I'm about to open my second one. So that means I've had two beers now.
Come on. Kush right now. You can do it.
Half of my Yeti. Yeti, if you're watching, we take you as a sponsor.
Hint, wink, wink.
By the way, we mentioned our good friends at Instacart.com again. If you go to the link provided in the beginning of the broadcast, just rewind. If you go there, it helps us a lot, but I'm telling you, it's actually a good product. It's actually kind of cool. Let's do a
shot.
Should we do a shot before we close the show?
I think we should. I got to go get one now. So
okay, let me call my wife.
Chop.
All right.
Let me get my wife.
Is this just going to be me and you, Eddie, doing a shot together?
I was going to say, because Britt's just got her cup, so.
Britt, go ahead. You get up, walk over to the fridge, get that bottle.
I'll be right back.
Do you have to sign a waiver? Oh, that's a great question. Do you know if you have to sign a waiver?
To take a shot? I don't think so.
No, I think they're referring to the axe.
Oh, to the axe throwing? Yes. Yes.
Oh, Matt answered my question. Didn't care for the apple. I like my mountains blue, not red.
Very true. Wait a second. You're mixing beers here, Matt. How much have you had to drink? Because the mountains blue is the Coors Light.
Hey, I don't see enough likes going on here. Well, of course, maybe once we're in post. But okay, actually, Deborah, you win. That's what I've been drinking, this Fireball.
Oh.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Heard that.
Yeah. So
wait, what's that bottle? That's not a shot. Is that one shot?
Yeah, what? See?
Nice. Screwball. Nice.
Yep.
Looks like Mary had a little lamb on the front of that.
Don't forget, folks, if
she
you want
did to have a little lamb.
Channel come up. Go
that
for them.
That's what happens if you start counting sheep this late at night. They're just going to start running into the fences with that one. That just defeats the purpose of trying to fall asleep.
You know, folks, actually, this is a good time to mention, because we're talking about different channels. And I would totally do a cooking channel. But if those of you felt implored to head over to patreon.com and help us out, I mean, things are so tough. And we don't want to mention all the stuff going on. But I haven't publicly said it. And Britt, I'm going to say it anyway. In 2021, Country Road Entertainment is going to attempt to open up CRE Studios. With that, we're going to be hosting multiple channels and a recording studio and a recording stage area with a dance floor, so we can film demos and ads with the bands, all kinds of fun stuff. I mean, we are really getting down and dirty, but we can't do it without your help right now.
So there's going to be drunk lambs there too?
If we have anything to say about it, Josh, you and me will just bring them. We'll be mutton busting.
You know, in case anyone's watching, that's a possible investor. Ooh, all right. Just brutal.
This is what happens when we go over time.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get away from the comments for a second. All right. So my wife brought me my Country Road Entertainment shot glass that you cannot read. See, it's all fuzzy.
That's how you look after you drink a shot anyway. So
true. I'll get sleep in a half hour.
I rock.
Dude, that's a big shot, bro.
What?
Look at mine.
The camera adds a couple inches.
Oh, where's that button? There you go.
See my socks.
All right. Thanks for all for watching. As soon as we do the shot, I'm hitting end broadcast before it gets any darker. Thanks for watching, folks. Have a great night.
Definitely. Guys.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Nice to talk to you both.
Always a pleasure.